Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 158 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from John Russell's book, The Crying Tree and the Magic Rock. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from a chapter in the book that's titled The Invisible Realm, and this is what John has written. The invisible realm is only invisible to our physical eyes, which can only detect visible light in a range of wavelengths from 380 to 700 nanometers. According to the National Nuclear Security Administration, the entire rainbow of radiation observable to the human eye only makes up a tiny portion of the electromagnetic spectrum, about 0.0035%. This range of wavelengths is known as visible light. In other words, as wonderful as the gift of sight is, and as many marvellous things it enables us to see, we only see a tiny fraction of what's actually there. If I'm using the metaphysical nomenclature correctly and utilising the correct analogy, that means that the invisible realm is active all around us, day and night, and populated with beings, creatures, energies, and intelligences that we can't even begin to fathom. The entire range of wavelengths that relate to light may in fact reside at a higher and lower frequencies and in other dimensions that occasionally coincide with and impact our visual reality. In still other words, invisible sentient beings are all around us all the time, and many times so are deceased loved ones. I know this because, as a psychic, I regularly tune into these frequencies and hold conversations with these people and these beings, and sometimes I get to see them with my physical eyes. Our deceased loved ones sometimes watch over us and frequently see what we're doing. We, being those of us left behind and still in this particular physical realm. And I know this to be true because when I am privileged to communicate with a client's deceased loved one, they will communicate information to me that I have no way of knowing, and they will reveal to me and ask that I communicate to their loved one left behind that they have observed them performing such and such a task. One example that comes to mind involved a new DJ at a radio station on which I was a frequent guest. They asked if I had anything for her, if Spirit revealed anything to me for her, and I said yes, that her grandmother on the other side was coming through. The DJ validated for me that her grandmother was indeed deceased. I told the DJ that in her home, in a particular room, that she had made what was in effect a little shrine or altar dedicated to her grandmother. I perceived that she had a photograph of her grandmother there, some other items that had a relationship to her grandmother, and that she burned a certain colour of scented candle there, often as a tribute to and in memory of her grandmother. She was flabbergasted and verified that everything that I had seen was correct and existed just as I had described it. I explained to her that her grandmother had come to me and was showing me these things, and that she described to me how she would watch the woman light the candle and say a little prayer or speak aloud in fond memory of her grandmother. The grandmother told me to tell her that she could see the light of the candle and that she could smell its aroma, and that she was aware of the other items that the woman kept on the altar, and that she could hear the words the woman spoke. It was a pretty dramatic introduction for this new DJ to me and my psychic gifts, and it served to illustrate that our loved ones are able to see and hear the things that we do in remembrance of them and the words that we speak about them. In this invisible realm, much information is transmitted, and if we know how to tune in, we are able to receive and interpret this cosmic data. There are times, when reading for a client, that I'm able to clearly see the insides of their homes, and I can accurately describe the layouts of their houses, their furnishings, etc. Or I can see where they've been, what activities they've been engaged in, what they've been feeling and thinking, their yearnings, etc. I was able to accurately describe the interior of one client's home so accurately that they told me it gave them chills. I described the placement of the furniture and its colours and types, and I described the staircase in their home, which led to the second floor of their home, and on which they would see apparitions appear, all of which they validated as being true. On occasion, deceased loved ones would inform the clients for whom I was providing a reading that they had seen them go to the cemetery or leave flowers on their gravesite, or that they had seen them purchase a special item in a jewellery store, or that they felt and heard their prayers when the loved ones would engage in supplications on their behalf, or that they appreciate and admire an altar area or special pictures or keepsakes loved ones keep in their homes as a testament to special memories. And they also let me know that they are present for special occasions in our lives, such as marriages, birthdays, and yes, even funerals. Several people have asked me if the beings, including our loved ones, on the other side, have the capability to be privy to even our most private and intimate moments. And there does seem to be some evidence that's a possibility. Our pets return in spirit, and sometimes in the flesh, to watch over us and visit with us. Some people either seem to be unaware of this possibility, or they will ignore the manifestations when they occur, which leads to the deceased pet to wonder why in the world their beloved human won't acknowledge them or pay attention to them. This train of thought brings us to the other invisible beings and creatures with whom we share this universe and its dimensions. Bigfoot, Dogman, Mothman. These beings seem to have the ability to remain invisible if so desired, then to manifest physically in our physical realm, and then to become invisible once again. There's no telling what sorts of entities swirl around us every day of our lives while we plod on unaware. I always give the explanation during interviews or during readings with clients that just as we sit right now, there are countless radio waves and other types of waves and energies passing through the air all around us. And just as we're surrounded by these invisible waves, so too we are awash with the energies of invisible beings. We can plug a radio in and tune the dial and bring in those waves. At one frequency, a country music radio station is broadcasting. At another frequency, we find jazz music. And at a different frequency, we will hear rock music. Likewise, we can attempt to tune into those invisible beings and energies around us by utilizing EVP. Electronic voice phenomenon, meditation, dowsing rods, talking boards, pendulums, crystal balls, etc. I explain how to use some of those methods in my third book, 20 Ways to Increase Your Psychic Abilities. It's my belief that if we paid more attention to this invisible realm, that we might be able to enhance our lives. It's hard though, isn't it? It's difficult to carve out time for awareness of this other dimension because we get sick, we have to sleep, we have jobs. We have to tend to daily obligations of all sorts. But I believe that it behooves us to try and make a little time each and every day to communicate with the helpful beings, such as our guardian angels, family and loved ones, and even pets who are around us in the invisible realm. By doing so, we maintain those bonds of love and care that benefit us so greatly. It's great comfort to know that we can reach out to those who are not physically present with us any longer, but who we still love. And we also might behave a little differently, a bit more positively, if we take the time each day to realise that we are indeed surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. So today I was reading from John Russell's book, The Crying Tree and the Magic Rock. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Our Paranormal Afterlife Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/Our Paranormal Afterlife or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And just so you know, if you're a patron, you get a 25% discount when you book a past life regression with me. And I'm offering a free consultation call, which can be booked on my website. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.